Yo, we're back with another episode of the LPP. This is a conversational music podcast with your hosts, Rod and Denise. Sometimes we have a guest. Every episode is a different theme.
It's the LPP. Yeah, you know me.
It's the LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Hello and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, the conversational music podcast where every episode is a different theme. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hey.
And Denise?
Yes?
Who do we have first?
Well, first we have that beautiful new intro.
No. First we had Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
I meant like who have we had on the show since we brought the show back.
My bad.
Get with the program.
We're not on the same wavelength.
Definitely not. So first we had Stephanie.
Yes.
Then the people said, we want C-Flow.
Uh-huh.
And then we gave them C-Flow. So then the people were like, we want Rudy.
Uh-huh.
And then the people were like, okay, well, now we want Israel.
But we couldn't get Israel.
So they were like, hey, let's hit up Albert.
Yeah. Bottom of the list.
I'm kidding. By the people was Israel. So Israel wanted to be on the show, but then we couldn't make it happen. So then he said, all right, we'll have Little Dragon then.
Yeah.
Because he loves himself a little dragon.
Ew.
So Albert, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. You were...
It's nice to be back.
What's that?
It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Thank you. You were our third most... Our third most featured, there you go, guest.
Oh, nice.
Back in the old LPP original days.
Back in the days.
Can you guess how many times you were on that version of the show?
Three.
What?
No way. Bro, Sifo like, was on like 40 times.
Yeah, Sifo was like 40 something. And then Stephanie was like 30 something. How many do you think you had? Appearances on, how many episodes were you on of the old LPP? You were the third most.
When you were living back at Denise's house?
Like,
we did it here
too.
Yeah, we did it here too.
We did?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Well, it's 28.
20. Oh, okay. 28.
I mean, that's a good chunk.
That's a good chunk. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's almost a month of your life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, February.
Oh, yeah.
One
February of my life.
No leap year. Anyways, Albert is not alone. He brought a friend over to the show. Albert, you know, she's your friend, go ahead and give a proper introduction, please, to all the podheads out there.
I think Gracie can introduce herself. Gracie is here for the first time. She's done a couple of podcasts with me at Rio Hondo College. Gracie now is a student at Cal State Long Beach.
Yep. Go Beach.
Nice. Yep.
Studying sociology. So, you can.
All right, Gracie, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was kind of whack.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to say, this is my friend Gracie.
Is that all I was going to say?
Then you kept going and
you said introduction. So I was like,
I guess now she's not going to be able to say anything.
Whole life story right there. Right.
Well, you can do the full, a complete introduction.
Yeah, go ahead, Gracie. Welcome to the show. Make yourself at home.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more that Albert didn't already share.
That's hard. I think he exposed everything.
No, I didn't.
But yeah, so I'm Gracie. I do go to Long Beach. I'm very happy because I originally chose Long Beach as my first school. And I got in. And yeah, I don't really know what there is. I like turtles. I have a turtle.
Oh, nice.
If you want to go long pet line, I have a turtle. He's a water turtle.
What's his name?
I think that's the sad part. I never really named him.
Oh, so just like turtle.
He's just little dude, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Little turtle.
That works. It's like, you don't want to get too attached. Even though turtles live a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
My aunt has a turtle. She's had it for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
If not longer, I think. Like, for sure longer. I think since like...
What kind of turtle?
The 90s.
Like, is it a turtle or is it a tortoise?
No, it's a turtle.
Okay.
It's like those little turtles. Like, I think those were illegal. I think they still are illegal. But somehow she got
one. She has.
Oh, yeah. So I got him
called? The little red marks.
Yeah, red-eared sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, I think you said to Gracie that they're illegal when they're young.
Yeah. So they're illegal within a certain size.
Oops.
And I think that's around the time that I got him. Technically, the dude sold us a tank, not the turtle.
Ah,
so that's how you get
right.
The legality
it's
of
How did that turtle get in there?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. A little bit of water for him,
that's
too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, whose idea was the theme?
Mine.
Oh, okay. So I guess explain the theme. Let all the podheads know what the theme is, why you chose it.
The theme is Rain or Shine. As I recall, I think most of your themes or songs that we select are based off of either the theme, based on the theme, either the word has to be in the title or within the song. And that's kind of what I went through. And I figure, you know, since it's been, you know, raining excessively here in California, I figure like, hey, you know, that would probably be a good one. Rain or shine. You know, it's just common saying.
Yeah. No, and also, I think that's a good point because, we've actually been experiencing some weather in Southern California. And, most of the time when there's, like, nothing, it's just hot or sunny or whatever. So, yeah, I think it fits quite well.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how many of us went with rain and how many of us went with sunshine.
Or just weather.
Sure, or just weather.
My bad.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, so, Albert, you mentioned you wanted to go first.
So the song I selected was No Rain by Blind Melon. That was a song that I recall when I was actually like trying to discover a song for this podcast. And when that one popped up, I had a nostalgic feeling of being back in high school because those were all the songs that, you know, kind of played during that era when I was in high school. And so, yeah, it brought back a good feeling. And I selected this song because I felt like, you know, like in cases like this where I was like, oh yeah, no rain, you know, kind of. But again, it is like I don't know how to describe the song because I mean, it's more about like not fitting in or something like that. Like everyone's unique in a sense and that, you know, you can either find, I guess, people that you can relate with. Where the no rain comes, I don't know. I'm not really a music, you know, connoisseur. As Brad would put it, to the point where I really dig deep into, like, you know, what are the reasons why they selected that title or whatnot. But I think that's what I got out of the song. So, yeah, it brought back good feelings. So.
There you have it, everybody. That was No Rain by Blind Melon, released in 1992 off their debut album, self-titled. There you go. Did you know that, Denise?
Yes.
Self-titled. All right.
This is one of my favorite songs. So.
Oh, it's your favorite. Okay, well, then I guess I'll let you go first. What would you think about the song?
I love this song. I don't know. I love Blind Melon. I love Shannon Hoon. This song takes me back. I you're older than me, Albert, so this kind of takes me back to like junior high or whatever, a little bit before my high school days.
It takes me back to kindergarten.
Yeah. Rod's lying. He was in Mexico. He doesn't remember.
Kindergarten in Mexico. They have that.
But yeah, like I love Shannon Hoon, RIP. He missed the Forever 27 Club like a month, I think. Yeah. So that was really sad. But I dig this song. And I do like when I think of rain songs, this is one of these songs that comes to mind like right away because, you know, I grew up with this song. So, yeah, but I really dig it.
I feel like one, it actually represents Albert because sometimes he doesn't say things that the average person would think are saying. That's just kind of what I think whenever I hear the song because, Albert's just out of there.
But you find people, but like, I mean, if you're thinking back to like the music video, which I feel like is an iconic, like it's one of those videos, like music videos, when there were good ones, like when there was MTV, like it's the B-girl or whatever. And but like you find people that like accept you, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Albert has like found that group, like you're old enough. Like, I feel that's all of us, like just finding that group that you belong to. Mm-hmm. And it's a struggle, like at first. Like, I remember being bullied and stuff in elementary school, like especially I had to switch schools. And then again, like it started up. I was just a weird kid, you know what I mean? So I remember watching that video and like totally relating. And then you just find those people that you click with and that are accepting. And then like that's life. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
I've been called weird a lot of times. Yeah. A lot. Like, I mean, Albert, you're weird. I think the only reason why I was accepted was because of the colors of my eyes. But other than that, everybody's like, you're weird.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah. Well, what's weird is when they say, hey, when you die, can you give me your eyes?
Well, because...
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, dig them out when I'm dead? Like, how do you, you know?
But I feel like this goes back to the Mexico story, like a long, long time ago or whatever, right? When...
Do you care to share that story again, Albert?
What Mexico story? Fitting in, because, yeah, and I think that some people can relate to that, especially because if you're not sure, like, you know, because I was born here in the United States, and a lot of my heritage is from Mexico, and you get mistreated in both ends. And, you know, I got made fun of. Like, you know, you grow up hearing a lot of negative things about your heritage or your ethnicity, and then you go to Mexico and then they're like pegging you off with rocks because you're speaking English. So it's like, damn, like, where do you fit in, you know? And I think that's kind of why I paid attention more to this music video, because I think that's something that even when I was going through grad school, is you understand that there are people who are locked into the abyss of fitting in to a certain group. And I don't know if like any of your viewers would relate to, but, and that's why you come up with like Latinas, Latino, or you got Hispanic, and then you got, you know, your what's the other one, the Chicano. And so they have all these terminologies just try to identify a person, you know. And sometimes people don't fit in one of those things, because I'm totally like whitewashed, so
it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. We accept you. We accept you the way you are.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We like
that.
You just the way you are. So regarding the song, I guess just when the information is available, we do want to, I guess, share with the podheads out there. So bassist Brad Smith, who wrote most of the song, said, the song is about not being able to get out of bed and find excuses to face the day when you have really, in a way, nothing. Initially, he was saying that it was based on a girlfriend that he had at the time, who, was basically just suffering from depression and stuff, and she just really didn't want to get out of bed, and she was just like, she was so depressed that I guess she would just find joy in like just like rainy days, because I guess maybe to her it would feel outside the way she felt inside, I guess. And then it wasn't until years later that he realized that, in a way, he was also writing it about himself, because I guess he also suffered through the depression. But that's according to the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh, no, that makes sense, too, because I know what that's like, you know, after a breakup. Like, you just don't want to do anything. You just don't want to even get out of bed, and you find no more pleasure. Sometimes you don't even feel anything, you know, during that depression. So, yeah, definitely. I'm glad I got through it, but I can understand the song. And sometimes you just find like some kind of joy in something so simple as like rain.
If I could just add real quick.
Sure, yeah.
There was two thoughts that I had as far as the song. One, it does remind me of Albert, and just to add into like the part about not fitting in, that's kind of how I ended up feeling my first year of college. I think after finding that group that you really mesh with, it's blissful, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to add that in. And two, I heard this song originally when I was probably in middle school. And this was like one of the few songs that I would repeat like nonstop, just because it made me feel so happy inside.
Nice.
Yeah,
I guess it is one of those songs where even though the lyrics can be kind of dark, like the melody and stuff is a little like upbeat. So you're just kind of like, oh, this is a nice song.
Yeah.
You get lost.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Yeah. I remember back in the day before YouTube, you couldn't really find like music videos online. So you would just kind of rely on like MTV or something.
MTV or the way I got access to music videos, it was a friend who ordered it online. and like they'll send you like 10 VHS videos.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Damn.
And then you review it and then you keep the ones you want and send back the ones you don't want. And I was able to borrow.
You get a VHS of a music video?
Yeah. What? Yeah. So like that's what I got. Like I was able to be introduced to new music back in the 90s when I was going through high school. And I would go to my friend's house and he'd say, hey, check out these videos. And I would check them out. And then I'd That's go so buy crazy. Their little, you
Wait,
know,
and each tape. VHS was just one music video?
I think it was like for each VHS was like five videos in
oh,
one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was, yeah. It was pretty cool. I'm glad he had that subscription though. Yeah, because yeah.
It was it like Columbia House or something? But like
I don't
music videos?
No, to be honest, I don't know. But That's I wanted crazy. It, but I didn't have the money to afford it. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. But yeah.
There you go. So That's you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened?
You never owned one?
No. No.
But also, like, in a way now, it would be, like, worthless.
It's worthless.
Yeah, just be, like, yeah. in your garage
but,
somewhere.
But I'm grateful, though, because yeah. I think it's the music that I really enjoy. And I would love to have written down the titles, but I can't remember this. But I know one of them was Moonpools and Caterpillars. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's, like, a Filipino band. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they were really good, and I really fell in love with that their music. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. So, Mike, the reason I brought that up was, Gracie, when you were first... So you mentioned you would just listen to it and you would play it over and over, or like it was yeah. a music video and you'd watch that
no,
over and over?
No, I never watched music videos really. Like oh, growing really? Up, I was the type of person that wouldn't watch a music video. Mm-hmm. Like I would watch it if it was on, but mm-hmm. I would just like listen to the music in the background.
Mm, got it. Okay. Interesting.
I was more for lyrics. I wanted to nice. Know what it was saying so I could sing along.
Yeah, I love singing along too. Singing along is my jam. Anyway. All right. And with that, Gracie, we move on to you. Go ahead and let us know what song you chose, why you chose it, and then give a nice little intro as if you were a radio DJ.
Okay. So the song I chose was Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. That was probably one of my favorite songs growing up as a kid. Because me and my brother would go out for rides just to go to the store, go to or from home. It was just one song we would absolutely jam out to. It brings me a lot of happiness to remember those days, because when you're a kid and you feel so carefree and you're singing in the car and you have the window down, your hair is just whipping around, just something about it just makes you feel really happy. And I feel like it's a very happy song.
Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. I will confess something. I was only familiar with the Take Me Away because I remember back in the day, it was in like one of the Indian casino commercials. And I was,
oh, yeah.
And I would just hear that part. Like they would just play that part all the time. Like, Take Me Away. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then it sounded very like adult contemporary, uh-huh. like that part, right?
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, okay, I guess that's a cool song. That's the only part I ever heard, right? And then when Denise was telling me what your songs were, I was like, Pocket Full of Sunshine? I was like, I've never heard that song before. And she's like, yeah, it's like the, I got a pocket full of sunshine. And I was like, I've never heard that song in my life. And she's like, all right, well, whatever, that's the song. And I was like, all right. So then when I was doing the show notes and preparing the songs and everything, I started it and I was like, oh, yeah, I've never heard this song in my life. And then all of a sudden it gets to the, take me away. And I was like, oh, that song. Because, yeah, like the verses are just very like poppy and like top 40.
Yeah.
But then when it switches to the chorus, it just becomes very like adult contemporary, almost like a Celine Dion song or something. I don't know, maybe not Celine Dion, but you know what I mean.
Obviously, Rod has never seen Easy A because,
yeah, I have
that's
yeah.
like, never have I like ever. In the intro or whatever. Yeah, she's like singing it in the shower.
Oh, it opens up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But does she do the whole, I gotta
fucking
get
it? Yeah. 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 Or, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Easy A, Albert?
I don't know what that is.
The movie, Easy A.
You've got to see
Easy A.
Like, I think you've seen it. I just think you don't remember it.
With, Easy A with Emma Stone.
With Emma Stone.
She's the redhead, the one that's really pale. She's red.
Yeah, yeah, I know who Emma Stone is, but
and I think I've never seen it. Not that there's anything wrong.
It's a movie.
With seeing it. Yeah, yeah.
It's
a
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like in high school, and she kind of gets labeled as like a.
Oh no, I think I know what you're talking about. I think I remember the title, but I've never seen the movie.
I know the premise, but I've never seen it.
Sandra gave us that DVD too, or Skylar gave us that DVD too.
I don't.
And it might be at my mom's though, or else I would like lend it to you.
Yeah,
I'll go check next time I see you. Like, here, Albert. Check it out.
Yeah, you guys can have a movie night.
Yeah.
Oh, Albert. Wait, yes. Did you already mention? What did you think about the song?
It's catchy. I actually used to listen to what was it her name? Natasha Bedingfield. Because there were other songs that she was popular with. Because back then she had some popular songs. So I mean, I recognize the name because when I first ask Gracie what kind of song are you gonna select, she's like, I don't know, like, what am I gonna pick? And I'm like, well, I'm gonna research some on the computer. I always do that. And
on the computer.
So I go yeah, I do it on the computer. I'm like, any songs with the, you know, the word shine or I mean rain or shine. And so anyways, I told her, well, there's you know, what's that one, walking on sunshine.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. So Gracie got, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I like that one. But she thought it was the Natasha Bedingfield one until she heard the song and she's like, no, that's not the one that I like. And
first
then 10
seconds,
and then
I'm like, no,
somehow I ran into it and she heard it and she's like, that's the one. So I was like, and then I was like, that's funny because she was popular back then, but not for so long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I really like, I enjoyed it because it was very catchy. And back then I was just like, whatever, you know, with the music. Cause I like a variety of music genres and stuff. So yeah, I liked it. It's very catchy.
Yeah. So back then, being like 2007, that's when the song came out, or like the album that the song is from came out. Also, like, that was right around, so the music video, again, I don't know, we're talking about music videos a lot. Last night I stayed up late watching music videos of all these songs and stuff.
Really?
And the live performances and all this stuff. I watched the music video for this song, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's the production level is not that great. She's kind of like in an office job and she's like, screw this job. And so she gets like a parachute and she jumps out the window.
I think I remember.
And then
this.
It like opens up the parachute and it looks like super like low budget, like green screen. And she's like, woo! And she lands like on another rooftop. Yeah. And then they're having like a rooftop party. And then the part that really cracked me up was toward the end of the song. I'm assuming it must have been product placement or something because everybody busts out. Do you guys remember those phones that were right up until like smartphones started becoming popular? So like the iPhone came out in like 2007 or something, right? So not everybody obviously had an iPhone at that point. But right up until that point, there were those like flip phones where like the front was like the number pad and then you sideways. Opened it and then it had like a full keyboard.
Yeah.
So anyways, so they're holding one of those phones and they're like, oh, and there's like a mean old close-up shot of the phone is just like being held like steady. And then you could tell they just like did a special effect where it shows like people watching the video on the phone.
The Sidekick, right?
No, it wasn't the Sidekick.
Oh my God.
The Sidekick was pretty cool. That was a cool phone with the little like, whoosh, you know what I mean? Okay. But no, it wasn't that one. It was just like an LG like, like clamshell one that would just open. Yeah. And so anyways, I got a good laugh at that. I was like, oh man, I remember those phones. But yeah, good times.
I feel like Gracie has no idea what that phone is.
I have no idea what that phone is.
No, Gracie is like the youngest one here.
But I feel like you know.
I know the Sidekick one.
Yeah.
That one I remember. I think my brother had that one.
I always wanted a Sidekick, but I was not, you know, I was like, no.
You were poor.
I was poor. I just had like a little, I had the Nokia, little like.
Oh, yeah.
The one that like still works to this day, probably, if I looked it up somewhere.
Indestructible.
Yeah. Play Snake.
Oh, I had one of those.
Yeah, dude.
They were super common.
I
remember watching like stuff on Facebook or Instagram where they test out their strength and they're like running over it and it still works.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're just joking. Like, I mean, it was a joke, but it was true. Like, the Nokia was a really well-built phone.
Damn.
It's true. It's true. And another fun fact, LG doesn't even make phones anymore. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess because like their phones, their smartphones just weren't selling that much. So granted, they were like some of the most innovative. Anyways, this is like a tangent. But Gracie, any last questions, comments, concerns about your own song?
No.
All right. Well, there you have it, everybody. That was Pocketful of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. Be sure to check that out. Check out the music video for sure. It's a banger. Get a good laugh. All right, coming up next, I'll do my song since it's not a downer. It's actually a pretty funny song, I think. Okay. I was gonna go with a real downer, but then it was kind of it didn't fit the theme all that great, so I was like, I gotta pull an audible here and switch it up. So I went with Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley, and I thought it was kind of apropos. Is that a word? Apropos?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I'm getting all Frenchy up in here.
I don't remember what it means, though.
I feel like it's appropriate. It's just like a fancier way.
What?
It was a very appropriate selection. Let's just stick to English, shall we?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Because as we're recording this, Lisa Marie Presley just passed away, who was, you know, Elvis's daughter. RIP. Yep. Pour one out for her. And also, Elvis is kind of in the zeitgeist again because of that movie that just came out. Mm-hmm. Just called Elvis, right?
I guess. I think it's just called Elvis.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
No, I wanted to watch the... What is it? You're talking about the Elvis movie,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I really wanted to see it just because I like movies or movies
like biopics?
That are... what do you call them?
I call them biopics. Biopics? What else people? Yeah. I've heard... Biopics, like biography pictures.
Yeah.
But I just say biopics.
Yeah. So I recently watched with Gracie Whitney Houston movie.
Oh yeah.
Which one is that?
Yeah, there's a Whitney Houston
like a newer one.
What is it called? Yes. I want to dance with somebody.
I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Anyway,
that's a banger.
So yeah, so I like to watch movies.
Wait, who's
like
in that movie?
I don't know the actress's name.
Oh, it's I don't know the actress, the leading actress, but one of the ones that play like the dude that signs her is that one bald dude. He's the white bald dude. He's in The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
He was also on Transformers Extinct. He's the one that's that's trying to create a business with the.
I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch that? They don't. This is not a movie podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't know they made a Whitney Houston movie.
Yes, dude. Oh
yeah.
Was it good? Like, was it big?
I mean,
because I'm thinking like Bohemian Rhapsody, where everybody and their mother was like, oh, dude, let's go watch the Queen movie.
I saw that one. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Well, Denise has
you're not a movie like person.
I'm not a movie goer, sorry.
Yeah.
But I am. So I always introduce movies to her. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the Whitney Houston was pretty good. I mean, not that I'm going to watch it again, but it was really good. It's good to get an idea of somebody's perspective of their life. Mm-hmm. You know, tragic, but it's just, you know, the struggles of being a young pop artist and you know, having so many people kind of controlling you. Well, I haven't seen the Elvis one. I really want to see that one. Again, you don't know how much truth is in that, but I feel like, you know, at least you get a perspective of, you know, a young artist who's made it big. And but I don't know the full you know, storyline of the movie, but yeah, I definitely want to see it though. But yeah, tragic that, you know, his daughter passed
away.
Yeah.
Sad times. Denise. Sorry to bring the podcast down. Gosh, Denise, you have no soul.
Like,
I guess, whatever.
What a blank stare.
No, she's just like, okay.
I don't know what you
somebody died
to
good
say.
Times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tell us
the
what you
only
really
thing
think.
I know about that lady is that Nick Cage was like dating her and he
They got married?
I
think so. Didn't she marry Nick Cage?
I don't know.
For sure they were dating.
Nick Cage
married
a lot of people, right?
That's true. Yeah. But he married her because he's like a huge Elvis fan.
Oh. And he wanted to have Elvis's, like,
you know,
grandkid.
Like a collector's item.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, he's been doing that, right? Yeah, he has so many kids.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Does he?
Wait, what?
Yeah, does he have a lot of Nick kids? Cage has,
like, I didn't know that.
I just,
is that the one that was married to, what's her name?
I don't
Mariah
know.
Mariah Carey?
No.
Oh, no, I'm getting the wrong person then.
Yeah, Nick
Cannon. Cannon, dude.
Oh, you mean Nicolas Cage? Like the actor?
Nicolas Cage, the actor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one is
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Never mind. Wrong Nick person. Because we're cool.
Yeah. Okay. Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I still want to see that movie with Nick Cage and what's his name? The hot one, the Mandalorian guy. I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, yeah. It's like the burden of being Nicolas Cage or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yes. So,
Elvis, yeah.
You know, it was very appropriate because, you know, all these things that are in the news. And yeah, I didn't grow up liking Elvis or anything like that. Like, I knew of Elvis, obviously, because who doesn't know Elvis? But I didn't, like, I was never exposed to his music other than, like, I don't know, Jailhouse Rock or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until I was in school at ELAC, which, I mean, I was there a long time. So it could have been 2003. It could have been 2013. I don't know.
We are not joking.
Good times. I got a PhD from ELAC.
It's true. We call him Dr. Rod.
Dr. Rod, everybody. But anyways, yes. So around the time when I was at ELAC, one of those years, they released a collection of like his number one songs. Mm-hmm. So it kind of became like a thing where I think the Beatles did it first with the Beatles One, where if everybody's familiar with that album cover, it's like orange and it has a yellow number one on it. And then it just had like all their bangers on it, right? And then shortly thereafter, I guess the Elvis Estate released Elvis 30 number one hits or something like that. And then, so I got that. And then I was like, dude, these are bangers, dude. There was like 30 songs in there and they were all bangers. I was like, dude, these are freaking dope songs, man. I was like, screw the Beatles. I'm an Elvis person now. And then they followed it up with Second to None. So it was songs that were also popular, but didn't make it to number one. And so this song was in there. And so it was written by Eddie Rabbit, who would later record his own version of the song. But it was first recorded by Elvis and released in January 1970. And that's it. I don't really have any other facts about the song other than that. It's a famous Elvis song, and yeah, it's a banger. And with that, we're going to go ahead and listen to Kentucky Rain by Elvis.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you.
To go with a different song that was like way slower, like it was like a downer of a song, and I was like, I already know Albert's not gonna like it, but I was gonna. I had this whole backstory and all these like facts about it, and I was like, if people don't like things, they don't like them, and that's that.
Yeah, that's that.
But one of the things that we like doing on the podcast is, or one of the things that I enjoy about people sharing music that they love, right? So, like for example, like the Natasha Bedingfield song, right?
Yeah,
I knew it from the Indian Casino commercial, and that was it. But, you know, Gracie bringing it to the show and then sharing her story about why she, you know, that's a song that brings back fond memories for her. Mm. To me, that's like, oh, shoot. Like, it kind of lets you listen to the song in a different light. And then you're kind of like, true. Oh, okay, cool. So now, every time I hear that song, I'll be like, oh, shoot, that's Gracie's childhood song. Like, rocking out in the car with her brother. You know what I mean? So I was going to try to do that with the original song that I was going to bring.
What does it just say it?
Oh, well, I might use it in a future episode maybe or something. I don't know.
Okay, but then just okay. Say
well,
it.
The song is A Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen. But I was debating like which version of the song to pick because everybody and their mother has done a cover of that song. And so it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I pulled an audible one. I went with this one.
Nice.
But yes, when I listen to Elvis, I mean, dude, you got to sing along.
Yes.
It's kind of like Queen.
I mean, you don't have to, but Rob has to.
Dude, you have to. And you got to try to do the Elvis voice, you know what I mean? It's the whole thing.
Again, like, you don't have to.
It makes every song better,
is
dude.
Is that what you think you're doing?
I mean, I feel like I do a pretty good Elvis.
This is my Elvis voice.
This is my Elvis voice. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyways, but yeah, it's like Queen. I feel like Queen is the same thing. Like, if you're going to play Queen, like, you got to sing along, dude.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Yes, you do. Freddie Mercury had a very unique voice, okay? No one can replicate that.
I can get there pretty close, I think. Like, 7 out of 10, I would say, most people rate
7
me.
Out of 10? Yeah, Jesus. Yeah,
yeah. But anyways, yeah, so that was my jam. That was Kentucky Rain by Elvis. If you want to take the more comical approach, I guess, you know, granted, it's kind of hack to do the whole, like, we're going to take an old song and we're going to make fun of it because it's so outdated. We're wacky. You know what I mean? But here at the Listening Party Podcast, we're not, you know, above going for low-hanging fruit. So, yeah, it's a weird song. It's basically this dude who was dating a person, let's say a woman, because, you know, it was the 50s or the 70s, I guess. So I'm sure back then it was a... Well, also, Elvis was straight, so it's a lady. And so he wakes up in the middle of the night one day and he's like, oh shit, where'd my woman go? And he's just like, fuck. And he's like, let me go find her, right? So he's like looking for her everywhere. He's looking for like a whole week. He can't find her. He's gone through like 12 different towns and everywhere. He's like, hey, have you seen my woman? And everybody's like, nah, dude, I haven't seen her. He's like, all right, well, I'll just keep looking. And you just kind of have to think about it and you're like, yeah, man, you got to figure you were probably in a pretty terrible relationship if like your woman left you like in the middle of the night, didn't say anything. And she ghosted you like the old-fashioned way, which is like she moved like away. Like she went to another town. She was like, dude.
A different state at this point if you went to so many towns.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's like.
She could have been kidnapped.
That's true, too.
That's true, too. Yeah. He could have murdered her and just tried to cover it with
cover
the song.
Cover it with the song.
That's true.
That is true.
That is true. He's like, dude, I got to sell it. I'm just going to walk for like a week, pretend like I'm looking for her. And at the same time, getting away from the scene of the crime.
That's true.
Two birds with one stone.
Again, Elvis didn't write this song. That other guy did.
Yeah.
So who knows?
That's true. Huh?
That's true. Eddie Rabbit. E-Rabbit. That's what they call them.
E-Rabbit.
E-Rabbit. It sounds like something else.
Oh, take it easy. But yeah, so that's my jam. I'll let you guys discuss it now if there's anything you want to add to it. Gracie, go ahead.
Gracie from Graceland, go.
I like that.
I don't really have any thoughts about this song, to be honest. My mind just kind of goes blank, I think, because it's the first time I've heard it. So I don't really know what to think about it. I like the way it sounds, though.
Yeah.
I couldn't really understand the words, but I like the... Like the sound of it.
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck that song was.
What?
I spaced. Like, I'm so with you. Like, if Rod had not explained it, I'd be like, yeah, Kentucky. The song was about Kentucky.
That is so funny because I did the same thing. I just spaced out.
Dude, and I mean, Suspicious Mind. Dude, I give you Suspicious Mind.
We can't go on.
Yeah. And, like, Bossa Nova and... and, you know, Jailhouse Rock and all those. But when it comes to these, like, ballads like that, I kind of space. Yeah. And I know Rod knows every single freaking word of both those albums that he mentioned. But I don't know.
Yeah. No, I spaced out, too. And I like the fact that you brought it up, though, because, I mean, everyone has different tastes, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that you're into. And I'm, like, realizing it, too. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Dude, I love ballads, dude.
Yeah. So, but not me. So I was like, but that was cool that I just spaced out. So I had no idea.
It's all good.
I didn't realize it. Even ended so.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Thanks.
That's over.
Thanks, Albert. Thanks.
Is it over?
He's like, I'm just gonna like think about something else.
But you know, I'm glad that you're because the one thing that I realized is that I like to be introduced to new music, so it's nice. It's to.
And now you're gonna love Elvis, and you're gonna listen to.
Well, I'm gonna watch the movie, and I think this is something that I've noticed is influences me when it comes to music. Is that once I watch a movie and I kind of know the story behind the songs or at least the artist, I get build more of an appreciation for it. So like, for example, like we watched the Whitney Houston movie and I feel like now, even though I liked some of the songs growing up listening to her, like, you know, Want to Dance with Somebody, so catchy, right? But now I have more appreciation for some of the music that she's produced. So yeah, I really, really enjoy it now. So, but I don't know about that one, but okay. We'll see. We'll see once I watch the Elvis movie.
Yes. Gracie, so you also watched the Whitney Houston movie?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I watched it. And for me, when it comes to watching movies, it's kind of weird. Like I'll watch it and absorb it. And then it takes a little while for me to really think about what I watched. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of cool though. I mean, you get to see the way she builds relationships with people, and like her mental state is just out there. After a while, I thought it was kind of sad towards the end. I felt like I actually got more into the movie than he did. yeah, because like, you were like, dude.
Oh, well, that yet? Was when is she was singing yet? Her medley. So they showed a when I think it was one of the awards.
Oh, the, yeah, it was the very last.
The Academy last Awards. It was just a medley, and it was just too long. And it was sort of like a ballad type, you know, where she's just singing these slow songs. And
like, Albert doesn't like ballads.
The freaking yeah. Queen reenactment. Like, oh, we talked about that. That was so stupid.
Yeah. Wait, have you guys seen Bohemian? You haven't seen Bohemian?
I just love
Bohemian.
Oh,
you haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it.
So Denise hates the part where they reenacted the whole Live Aid concert. Mm-hmm. She hates that.
Yeah. I haven't seen it
You
in
didn't
a while.
Need to... The concert that they reenacted.
It's oh, like yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
movie.
Oh,
you
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
You need to recreate yeah. it shot for shot. Like, yeah, we've yeah. already seen the original. It's not yeah. like freaking What's-His-Face was actually singing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
It was...
They kind of did that with the Whitney Houston one.
Yeah.
And I was I just could, like... And then Gracie that. Noticed. I was just like...
Like, yeah,
come on, just end this now.
I thought that part was kind of cool, though.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might have been a little long, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Wait, Gracie. So when you say that you probably got a little bit more into it, like, are you? Did you mean like, are you like a crier in movies? Did you shed a tear for Whitney?
Almost did. Yes, I came very close to.
Denise cries all the time.
No, I well, okay. I admit, like, as I've gotten older, like, it. Certain things like hit me more emotionally, like stupid Marshall the Shell. I cried like twice, and I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I need to.
I'll
watch
probably
that
try
again.
Yeah, I yeah, cry yeah. again.
What movie? Yeah.
Marcel the Shell with shoes on.
Never yeah. heard of it.
Oh, it's an indie film. It kind of just came out, but it's oh, really good.
Oh, it's indie.
Indie. Yeah.
It's an indie film. I'm like, hey, you probably don't know about it.
Anyways,
back to Gracie.
Yes.
So yes, yeah, so you were saying like, yeah, you did almost shed a tear for Whitney.
Yeah, I feel like Albert sees movies from more of like an understanding standpoint. I kind of don't. I'm trying to get there. Mm-hmm. I see movies more as like emotionally, as what did this make me feel? And like halfway through, I did want to cry. I was like, damn, this is a lot. You know, like she goes through a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt really sad at certain points, like to the point where I did want to cry. And I'm like, but I can't cry because it's a movie theater. So.
Oh, you guys went to the movie theater for mm-hmm. it? Oh, damn.
You can cry in
Tuesdays.
Movie theater.
Tuesdays, it's like $5. Yeah, yeah. Uptown, yeah, yeah. $6 at Sinopolis.
Someone yeah, works. it's dark. People won't see you.
But it's different because like you can kind of tell, and sometimes like some of the theaters you go to, like you can tell when somebody's going to cry. Like,
you know, oh, you hear that?
But like, I don't think like, anybody was at that point.
You said there was like 4 people in the movie theater, didn't you?
Yeah, for that movie? Oh, no. There was more people.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I thought that was
the
one that was
What was the one I was talking about? There was only a few people. I forgot. What was it? I don't know. Oh. I don't want to waste too much time, but I'm trying to think. What was it that there was only a few people?
Oh, Vanguard. Is that what the name of it?
No, I haven't seen that
About
one.
The Black Pilots?
No, he
didn't. Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
What was it called?
Wait.
Aviation.
Is it Aviation?
No. Well... Wait.
Like the Black Top Gun in World War II.
Yeah. Is yeah. it Aviation?
Was it Aviation? I forgot aviation. The title.
But is that the one that you were saying?
There was some like that only a few people were there. Wait. No. That was my classroom.
Was your classroom?
My classroom only had 4 people in my documentary class.
Oh.
I thought you said earlier that there was no one at the movie theater or something.
Oh, no. Well, for the most part, like there's not a lot of people, but because of the break, the since we're on break, well, oh, students yeah, were yeah. on break, there was a lot of people.
All right. Well, yeah. So there you go, everybody. That was Kentucky Rain by Tucky. The King.
Oh, oh. I wanted to see that one, but Gracie's not doesn't want to see it. So I'm like, I'm gonna go watch.
Oh, you don't want to see Elvis?
Not really.
It's okay.
I think I growing up, my mom used to put a lot of the movies on, uh-huh. or she's like, oh, let's go watch it, and I'm uh-huh. like, no, I don't really want to.
Oh, okay.
So I was always forced to, and so when you get forced to watch something, you just don't enjoy it.
Yeah. True.
So, true. Yeah.
Like the Beatles.
Okay, Denise, calm down.
I'm just saying, someone could agree with me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, with that, we move on to the final song of the evening or afternoon or morning, whenever it is you're listening to this. It's evening right now. So, anyways, Denise, take it away.
Alrighty. So, my song, I could have sworn we, like Rod and I, discovered this band after we had already stopped podcasting, but because I was gonna try it, like I really thought this was gonna be like a new band for the show, but I brought one of their songs before already, like, but it's a different song. I went with like a lucky song last time. I guess we did lucky songs and I did like a song that named Lucky in the title, but this is like their most popular song, I think. I have to double check, but like this was their first single that came out. So it's Weatherman by Dead Sarah. So it's kind of like there's not rain or sunshine. But I love this band. I discovered them. I mean, we discovered them because I'm always with Rod. So we went to go see the Offspring.
Always.
Yeah. Well, when you're at work, which you do a lot of, but whatever.
I mean, people have to work. Anyways.
We went to go see the Offspring. And
have you guys heard of the Offspring?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Dude, I mean, they're a pretty small band, so not a lot of people know them.
That's surprising.
But what's that?
That's surprising that not a lot of people know about them.
It's a whole joke.
It's just a dumb joke.
Okay. Sorry.
It's an ongoing joke.
Tell I'm new.
Ongoing joke that the Offspring is like the smallest band ever. No one knows about them except for us. So they opened for the Offspring. It wasn't the Offspring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Bad Religion.
No, it was the Offspring. Because then we saw the Offspring again when they opened for Bad Religion.
Oh, damn. Oh, are you sure that wasn't the?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Anyways, and yeah, they were really good. They were really rocking. We actually saw them several other times. Right.
That's how much we liked.
Yeah, that's like,
dude, we're gonna go see them now.
Yeah. And my favorite show, even though it wasn't like at a big venue. I mean, it's one of my favorite venues or whatever. I couldn't tell you much about the actual show because I love to people watch at the shows. But we went to go see them at the Troubadour. And we were right up on the side. It was beautiful. I love the Troubadour. It's super small. It's this band brings a lot of energy. Like Emily just brings like a lot of energy. I really thought me and Rod were going to be the oldest people there. Because, yeah, like, this is a young band. Like, they came out and they've been around since 2002, but they didn't release their first album in 2012. And that's kind of when we found them. And, I mean, we were in our late 20s by then. I just remember this one short, old, pretty sure it was redhead, like, with the mustache, like, dad bod, like, right up center, like, with a big old Dead Sarah tattoo on his arm, just fucking having the time of his life, like rocking out. And I was just watching him the whole entire time. And like, and if you look up YouTube videos of that show, like you could see Rod and me like on the side of the stage or whatever. Like it was a great show, but I just remember like, man, like I want to be that man. But it was weird. And then Rod mentioned this afterwards. It was really weird because we saw them like maybe like a couple years later. So like for them to, maybe that guy was a fan since 2002. I don't know. But if he didn't know them, like it was like to get like a Dead Sarah tattoo, like within like maybe like a 2 year time span. Like, I don't know. It's kind of creepy. It's just be like right up on the like mid, like center stage, like right in front. There's no barrier at the Troubadour. You know what I mean? It's like, boom, you're right there. And, but yeah, I just thought that guy was, I mean, whatever, that was like, that's your fan, like that's your fan, man. But I was just like, damn, like that's all I remember from the show. I don't remember really like much else. But like, I freaking love this band. Like, I love like the hard rockin' angry female energy. I love their first album. I really do. And it gets soft. They're soft, really sad, depressing song, like heartbreak songs too, which, you know, I'm total opposite. But then there are just these really hard rocking songs. And they put out another album in 2015. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to, like, I love all three albums, but the second one wasn't like my favorite. Like, I really enjoyed the last album they put out, and it took them a really long time to put out that last, their third album. I really hope they continue to put out more music. But I guess they had a lot of issues with like with their label and stuff. And so, yeah, like they didn't put out their third album until 2021. So yeah, but I love that album too. Like it's a lot of hard, like rock and like that was a breakup album. I feel like too, like there was some like, oh shit, like angry heartbreak songs in there, but I'm going to go with Weatherman by Dead Sarah and, yeah, just play it. I just want to say that I almost went with Portland Rain because I love Everclear and I love that song. And there's one Everclear line, cool. Dirty line. But I knew that Albert was really going to like this song. Like, I just knew it. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Albert's going to like the energy on this one. Like, I wasn't sure if you had heard it.
But oh, yeah, I've heard it before. Yeah. And I think I'm not sure if I heard them because sometimes I find songs prior to them being on radio on, you know, like YouTube and stuff. And this one was one that I really like because I don't like, especially if, you know, for females that are doing rock, like if they have that unique voice that's really hard, I really get into it. So like when you see other bands that don't have that same vocals, that's harsh and hard, I don't get into them. But this one I did. And I like a lot of her music, though. So, yeah, or her band's music. So.
Yeah, they got a lot of bangers.
Yeah, bangers.
And they're catchy, dude.
Heck yeah.
Like, they're good sing-along tunes. Yeah. Like, they're really catchy. Yeah, I dig it. Gracie, what did you think about Dead Sarah?
So, I think this was actually a song I fell asleep to.
Oh.
What?
No, like, in the, like, the best way.
Oh, okay. She's like, I thought you had your eyes closed because you were really enjoying the song.
She fell asleep.
I think this was the type of music I used to actually, like, sleep to because I didn't like falling asleep to... Just no silence. Noise. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, this is, I really like this song. I really, really like this song.
It's a jam. I hope you guys listen to like all three albums. Like, yeah, especially that new one. If you haven't heard the new one, I really enjoyed it. Probably because I was waiting for it for like so long. I was like, dude, really? When are they going to put out another freaking album? Oh, yeah, finally. I mean, that was what, 6 years apart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty long wait.
Yeah. So like Albert was saying, I think they're the whole package and it's, I've always kind of been like, dude, like these should be more popular.
Yeah.
But then I think about it and I'm like, well, they've had like a good amount of exposure, like in they've had songs of theirs featured in like video games, which I mean, I know that's not like a conventional method of advertising music, but I feel like that's a good way of getting a certain kind of fan. Mm. You know what I mean? So it was in a Infamous Second Son. So it was like a PS4 game or something. So it was a while back, but they featured their cover of Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box in that.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. So it's like, dude, like, the song was in the game, man. Like, and it was, like, in the credits, I think, or something. And it was also used in, like, the trailer for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of their most popular songs on Spotify, like, the cover, which I don't like covers, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So they did that. What else did they have? Yeah, and they've toured, like, opening for some big bands. Like, they've opened for The Offspring, like we said. They've opened for... I didn't put... Oh, well, I mean, I guess it was like one of their first big opening tours was with Bush, but it was kind of like in the early 2010s. So by then, Bush wasn't like, pulling a lot of crowds, I guess.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, and most recently they were touring with Demi Lovato because I guess she does rock music.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She kind of is like a rock artist now. So they toured with her in her most recent tour. Uh-huh. And they're also featured in her latest album, which is like a rock album, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Demi Lovato would have done good with rock music because there's one that came out and I forgot the name of it. But like she rocked out in that music video, but you know, I think she went towards the more young popular pop stuff, which was okay, but then she got all crazed and messed up. And so like, you know,
drugs.
Then her music got like whatever wonky, but
it got wonky.
But that one song that I really enjoyed from the music, because I love music video, I like visuals. Mm-hmm. She rocked out, and I was like, "Damn, she could be a really awesome."
And so that was one of like her earlier songs.
Yeah, one of her earlier songs. Okay, I think it's the one where she had the breakup, and she was like, kind of like, I forgot what is it, but she was like in a tour bus. Never mind.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's okay. I like Dead Sarah, that's really awesome rocking
music. Yeah. Unfortunately, they did have some issues with like the record labels and all that stuff.
That
like,
sucks.
So that also, I feel like that also kind of ruined some of the momentum that they could have had going.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But yeah, but I mean, they're still at it. They're still touring. They're still making music. So hopefully, you know, and granted, I mean, nowadays, maybe for rock bands, it's just that's kind of the tip. That's where you get, and that's it. You know, it's not going to be like a big arena tour anymore. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, like you play the Troubadour, like that's kind of the peak, and you know, be happy with what you get. You know what I mean? Which to me, it's like, hey, that's okay because you get to see them at smaller places. You don't have to pay so much to see them.
That's true.
So, but it would be nice to get them some recognition and all that. But now that they are on the LPP, you know, they'll definitely get more famous.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck
with
yeah.
With all those millions of viewers out there or listeners.
Well, never. Oh, no. Well, last month we had no application fee and then their music was featured on an NFL game.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. So, we made the
LPP.
You're
welcome. That's right. All right. Well, that does it. That was all the songs we had this week. We do have a shout out segment. We don't have the drop anymore. I totally forgot about the drop. Should I bring the drop back?
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring it back. I'll bring it back next time. So Gracie, at this moment in the show, we like to just kind of give some shout outs out to people. Just anything, anybody, anywhere. Doesn't matter. It's just for fun. Do you have any? Albert, do you want to go first? Show her how it's done.
Yeah.
Albert, well, give some shout outs.
I didn't even think about who to do a shout out to. Damn. Because, you know, after COVID, you don't really see a lot of people like you used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not working. So it's just like. Like, who do I shout out, you know? Well, I guess I could say, well, I was going to let you probably save this one for this person. But, okay, how about this? I'll give a shout out to my friend Christian, who we're going to be taking a scuba diving class this spring. Oh, that's right. So we're really excited. Nice. It's something that I'm conquering, you know, some fears of being in the ocean because I will get licensed if I complete the program and I do put in like 9 hours of ocean scuba diving. But so,
I mean, 9 hours is a lot to be in the ocean.
I think so, yeah. Especially underwater.
First I was like 9 hours.
Underwater with all kinds of creatures floating around. Like, who knows?
And how deep does the ocean
need to
be?
I'm a little worried. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to find out once I start the class. But I'll give a shout out to Christian. We're both excited about taking this class together. We're like both adventurous. And so, you know, we like to do some crazy stuff. So. Shout out to Christian.
Shout out. Because I was going to say, if it doesn't have to be that deep, you can just go to like the tide pools. Just chill there for 9 hours.
Well, I think we're going to have to be in the boat and then do the whole backwards
like deep
thing.
Like water diving.
Not too deep, but I'm thinking, I would say maybe 60, 100 feet.
That's deep, dude.
Yeah. So I'm assuming. Uh-huh. I hope it doesn't get deeper than that because I don't want to like freak out, swim too fast and get the bends and, you know, have that issue. So... hopefully I'm fit enough for all that stuff, but
let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard stories. So, so I've been practicing.
Yeah. In the tub.
I'm like, oh, my breath.
Gracie, shout out.
I'll do a shout out to Isabel. She's probably one of the cooler people that I've met and we're going to be taking guitar class together. So I'm very excited.
Oh, nice.
Cause I'll be taking guitar class this spring. And then shout out to Monique. She's very fun and I'm happy that she's trying to explore new avenues. And then shout out to Odette because she is probably one of the funny girls that I know too. Nice.
Shout outs. All right. Denise, you got any shout outs?
Shout out to the bands that I hope we are going to have on next. Sorry, Israel, you're getting bumped. I would like to have no application fee on. I mean, we did make them super popular enough for an NHL.
NFL,
my bad. Sorry. I was thinking of my,
sport,
my interest. NHL song to be, to use their song or whatever. Anyways, when I have no application fee. And Roma Part, I feel like you should check out Roma Part, Albert. Like, that's why I'm shouting them out. Like, if you want to check out, like, a cool rockin', like, hard rock band, just put out an album, Roam Apart. They're on Spotify. They're streaming everywhere. I really dig them, and I feel like you would enjoy. Just because I know, and like, no offense, like, no application fee, but I just like know. I feel like I know your taste, Albert, and like you would get a kick out of.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. That's it.
Yep.
All right. My shout outs just to everybody listening to the show. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We know there's a bunch of podcasts out there. So if you are listening to this one, spending a little bit of time with us, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. I love you. Okay, that's it. don't want to make it awkward. Thank you to Albert and to Gracie for being on the show.
Thank you.
You guys did great.
Thank you.
Albert, well, you're a veteran. So, you know, Gracie.
Sorry if I was awkward.
Oh, no.
I'm trying.
Awkward is our brand.
She her voice reminds me of the SNL clip with the sweaty balls. You never see that.
I probably see that.
Dude, you podcasters,
sweaty balls, right? Okay, and then the two radio hosts. She has that voice.
I'll have to Google it.
Check it out. Google it.
I'm sure I've seen it, but I can't.
Oh my gosh!
Get it from
the
my
way
brain.
They're like. Mm. Those are really tasty balls. Yeah. What did you think? And then she has that voice, I'm telling you. She's like, oh, they're very soft SMR? And moist. It's really delicious. You know, it's, she has that
She has like that NPR like
Yeah.
Public radio, oh, just man. Like, hello everybody. Welcome.
Hello everybody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's she kind of has that.
Okay. That's an excellent
sweaty balls, Gracie.
All right.
Awesome.
With that, links to everything. If chances are, if there's anything that... No, I don't think we really mentioned anything that requires a link, right?
I don't think
so. If there is something, just check out the show notes. There's stuff there all the time. So yeah, thank you very much for checking out the podcast. We're everywhere you get your podcast, even Spotify. They still haven't kicked us out. So check out... If for whatever reason, you want to listen to even more podcasts featuring Denise and myself, check out talkingishard.com. There's a few podcasts there that have already been like defunct and aren't active anymore, but they're kind of evergreen, so I feel like you could listen to them anytime. And then we do have a few others that are still active, like the 110 podcast.
Yes.
Check that one out. Denise works very hard on that one. And yeah, thank you very much. And take it easy, everybody.
Bye. I should have